Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Simon, how you doing? Are you all right?
Not too bad yourself, young man.
I'm very good indeed. You sound like you're in a bunker, but that's fine by me in these trying times. Simon Marr is here, by the way, as in 8 Radio Simon Marr. We're looking at, basically just before Christmas, the Oscars shortlist. Now, this is just the shortlist. It was all released in terms of movies that could and couldn't or whatever. Anyway, Van Morrison, I want to look at the music now, because Van Morrison is on track for an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song with his contribution to the new Kenneth Branagh movie called Belfast, making, in other words, the Oscar shortlist for Best Original Song. The song Down to Joy already has a Golden Globe nomination under its belt, which bodes well for its Oscar hopes. And U2 could also receive their third Oscar nomination as their song Your Song Saved My Life from the upcoming Sing 2 also made the shortlist for Best Original Song. But what other songs have made it to the Oscars and the Golden Globes? Well, Simon, as in Mr. Marr here from 8 Radio, is here now to take a look at the songs that took over the movie awards. So, Simon, let's take a look at what's in store for this year. I just mentioned Van Morrison on the way to an Oscar for Down to Joy, and you too as well. I'm going to give you a little clip of both here, but just tell us about them first of all.
Okay, well, Down to Joy is a part of the new movie Belfast, and it's set in Belfast, but it's rather than probably a lot of movies that have been made in and around Belfast in the last 30, 40 years. It's more of a, I suppose, a personal, maybe more slightly more joyful sort of a tale, depending on when it's set. But Van Morrison has been brought on board to write one of the songs for it. And they're saying that Down to Joy is a very heavy favourite in this particular category.
Right, okay. And what about you too?
And then U2, yes, Sing 2. Now, U2, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. I don't think U2 have won an Oscar. They've had two or three different nominations. And, of course, we'll get to them later on, is that they've won themselves a Golden Globe. But this has given them a very good chance. First single from U2 since 2018, 2019. And it's called Your Song Saved My Life. And it's from a movie that you know is going to be huge, which is the follow-up to Sing, which, imaginably enough, is called Sing 2.
Yeah, did you ever see Sing? I thought Sing was great. It was really funny.
Yes, so did I. No, I really enjoyed Sing.
Sing 2.
Far more than I thought I would.
Okay, I'll give you a blast then. First of all, Down to Joy from Belfast, Van Morrison. I think this plays over the opening credits.
Well, the
right, that's Down to Joy, Van Morrison. It sounds very like Van Morrison. Here's you too from Sing 2, Your Song Saved My Life.
Are you a stranger in your own life? What are you hiding behind those eyes?
Okay, Your Song Saved My Life, that's Sing 2. Okay, so, Simon, like, obviously the Oscars and the Golden Globes are all about the movies, but the Best Original Song categories in Movie Awards have recognised some pretty serious songwriting talent. I mean, I know you're going to take us through the better ones. Can we just get rid of the other stuff, though, first? Every second year, in fact, every year, there's always a bunch of Disney ones. Disney and Pixar seem to rule the last 25 years, and then Disney for the previous 25 before that as well. And there's a certain sound off those Disney things, and they're all the bloody same, aren't they?
Well, see, there's an argument to be made that there's a certain feel of an awful lot of films, you know, is that Disney films have a particular feel about them, and that this, the extension of the original soundtrack or the original score is just an extension of that almost formulaic production of movies. Yeah. So if you want to get yourself onto a Disney movie, you got to write a song.
Well, here's one now to put you on the spot. Is it true that you can only have songs that were specifically written for a movie and not something kind of appropriated from something great in the past and it's suddenly on the soundtrack?
This is the idea, and there's been big arguments about this in the past, because what a lot of people have done, and a huge amount of these arguments started with the Bond movies, that they used to put out to tender that, look, we're doing the next Bond movie, it's going to be called Moonraker or You Only Live Twice or whatever it is. And they'd say, submit your songs and we'll see if they're going to be used as the song. But what happened was that people were just adapting songs that they already had, you know, and decided, okay, I've got to find a word that rhymes with Moonraker and put it into my next song. So that's why the rules became quite strict then as to what you can and can't do. So these are all theoretically original songs that are written specifically for the movie.
Okay, well, we won't go into the fact that sometimes, I think something happened with the awards last year that made the awards think, really, do we really need the Oscars anymore? I mean, Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor last year and he was in bed in Wales at the time. You know, he said, sorry, I won. I mean, the whole thing is a bit, really, without the old red carpet, it's kind of losing a lot of its luster. Anyway, the other one is on tonight, the Golden Globes. Ruth Negga won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Passing at the National Society of Film Critics Awards just yesterday there. So the Golden Globes, she's up for again tonight. night, and I'll be talking to her later on in the programme. Now, let's just talk about what you're talking about, the good stuff in terms of Oscars and music, etc. Where are you going to start?
I'm going to start with Isaac Hayes. So we're going to go back to Oscars of 1971 and the theme from Shaft. And not alone was he, I suppose, the first black performer to get himself an Oscar for Best Original Score, but they didn't want to give him the Oscar. And the reason they had for not wanting to give him the Oscar originally was he said, "You never wrote it down." Is that because they were snobby enough at that point that it's like, well, this should be a composition, and a composition should be there on fancy musical paper somewhere. Yeah. But in the end, they had to go, look, this is just too cool. Right. And Isaac Hayes is just too cool.
And then, no doubt, Isaac came back and said, right on. Who's the cat that woke up out when they tell you all about? Well, obviously, the Oscar people don't understand him because nobody understands him but his woman.
Exactly.
He didn't have it written down, so that's bizarre. Okay, that's Shaft from whatever it was, 71 direction or thereabouts?
71, yeah. All but in fairness, a great tune. And again, perfectly matched the movie. There's some songs that we'll talk about that you wonder how they made it anywhere near that movie, but then there's some that just match the movie perfectly, and Shaft is definitely one of those.
Okay, so where do you go next?
I'm going to stay in really, really old, just for the purpose of this, really old, 1969 for BJ Thomas and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I know when I was listening through one of these playlists of, you know, best Oscar winning songs ever. Mm. And when this came on, it took me a good 10 minutes to go, geez, this is from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'd forgotten about this.
And I've no idea what it was doing there. There they are on their horses doing their stuff and robbing banks and all the rest. And suddenly they're on bicycles. Yeah. Okay, here it is.
If you're going to do a montage, do it with BJ Thomas.
Good enough. Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. So Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, late 1960s, BJ Thomas. And by the way, are you looking at Oscar winners or just Oscar songs? Did that one win?
Yeah, oh, for the purpose of this, we'll do a few that should definitely have won but didn't, because I'll stay to weird stuff later on. But for now, these all won.
Okay.
And that's a good... And not Burt Bacharach's first or last contribution to Best Original Song in the awards either. Much closer to home for the next one, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova for Falling Slowly. So Once was the movie, which scares me again when I look at it, where in 2007, so a good 15 years ago now, we watched John Carney's Once, recorded or shot for $100,000 over 3 weeks in Dublin on a couple of handycams, and became a global phenomenon. But this was the song that really launched it.
You know, it was such an integral part of the whole experience of the movie that the kind of Oscar people waver the fact that that was already out beforehand by Ruth, or at least by the two of them.
Again, there was quite the controversy at the time, but they were able to, I suppose, justify it on creative grounds.
Yeah, they both had solo versions of it, didn't they? Marketa
and Glenn. They did.
Yeah,
but they said it became, as you said, such an integral part
indeed
of what the
did.
Movie was.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the best Oscar speeches ever, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is both Glenn and Marketa's Oscar
and
speech.
And she was brought back to actually be able to do her speech when she wasn't able to do it first, Okay.
Yeah, and fair play to John Stewart for that. But it's really, really good stuff. Right, Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, Wonder Boys, which I think is a really good movie. I was a big fan of Bob Dylan. I wondered, would he care about anything like this? But it seems he did. And on the night of the Oscars...
Wasn't he playing somewhere and he made a little speech on the stage or something?
Yeah, from Australia. And he played the song and all that stuff. But it's a good one. Yeah. Things Have Changed from Wonder Boys. Standing on the gallows with my...
Right, from the very start of the century, that's Wonder Boys, in other words, with Michael Douglas, wasn't it? Things Have Changed.
Yeah.
That's Bob Dylan. Okay, where next?
Yeah, good song, good movie. Eminem, next. Lose Yourself. So we're into 2002 now. This is down as the first hip-hop song ever to receive the award. And again, there was speculation at the time that it wouldn't win the award because it was hip-hop. and that the people who were part of the academy would balk at the idea of something like this. But this was apparently one of their huge discoveries. They've discovered hip-hop music exists in the persona of Eminem.
Great song. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so sad that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't. Eight Mile is the movie, that's Eminem, Lose Yourself, and 10 years before that, Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, yes, Streets of Philadelphia. So Jonathan Demme, this is the start. So this is a lot of the really good songs are used as either the opening credits or sometimes, but less so, the end sequences. But particularly at the start, a director will work very, very hard to find the right song to put at the start and the right person to put that song together. And in 1993, there was no one better that you're going to find. I would argue for this movie, probably nobody better you'd find now to start off the Streets of Philadelphia.
Wasn't there something about Neil Young involved in being asked to do a song or something, no?
There was Southern Man is involved in it somewhere, because originally the opening sequence was going to be Southern Man, and then he was asked to would he write a song like it for the movie. So Neil Young got involved then, and he wrote Philadelphia, or Streets of Philadelphia, for the movie Philadelphia.
Right, okay, well anyway, here's Bruce. Streets of Philadelphia from the movie Philadelphia, that's from 1993, and then 10 years before that, how about this? So who's that, Simon?
So that's Irene Cara, and Irene Cara got to go to a few Oscar receptions and parties in that sort of 1980s period, but that was Flashdance. And from Flashdance, which, if, funnily enough, is one of those songs that comes up in table quizzes where people talk about, name a song, you know, a famous song that doesn't mention the thing that it's talking about. That's in the title that it's talking about. So Flashdance is never mentioned in Flashdance. It's What a Feeling is what people remember from it. But she was big. Irene Cara had been in Fame and now was involved with Flashdance as well then, 2 or 3 years later. And it was this was a song all about control, being in control of your life. But Worked Again was a perfect match between song and movie.
OK, so that's Flashdance from Flashdance. So it's called Flashdance. That's Irene Cara. And the movie's called Flashdance as well. OK, and it's basically, if you're dancing, then you can be in control of your own life kind of movie, a very kind of 80s, all right. OK, so Randy Newman. Now, he's all over the place. I mean, the whole Newman family, I think, like, they're in the top five, are they, after, like, the Disney family and a few others, for winning more Oscars than anybody else in history, any of the family. Because all his uncles and aunts and things won loads of stuff in the past. But Randy's, he's won a few, has he? I presume Monsters, Inc. and stuff, is it?
It took him quite a while.
Toy Story, no?
Yeah, but it took him quite a while. Once he had developed into, had gone from sort of like his regular singing career and decided, look, soundtracks and original scores and original songs is really the world I want to get into. He had been nominated and had written and recorded numerous songs, but it was only then when he got to 2001 that when he did If I Didn't Have You for Monsters, Inc. But he thanked the Academy on the night for giving me so many chances to be humiliated over the years. I'm absolutely astounded that I won for this.
Fantastic. Randy's just one of the best. He's coming to play, by the way, Vicar Street, a couple of days before Patrick's Day, just in about 8 or 9 weeks' time. Here we go. Yes, I have envy, your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you. They wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wow, if I didn't have you... Now, there's a quiz question. If you asked me what movie was that from, I wouldn't have known it was Monsters, Inc. Because, I mean, I'd know You've Got a Friend in Me kind of stuff in terms of his Pixar stuff. But obviously, you're saying he won in 2001 for that. Is that
he did, he did. Mm. But I reckon he has a stock of these. He's written these songs in the last 40 years. And it's like, whatever the movie is, I got one for you.
Yeah, exactly. He can also just churn around some of the stuff he's done already. And just, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Put some sort of Monsters, Inc. kind of lyrics to it. Anyway, okay, so Irene Cara, Randy Newman. Where are we going next?
We go with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. So we'll do something a bit more contemporary now. So A Star Is Born, which is going to say a bit more contemporary, but it's really, I suppose, a remake when you get there. But you still have to work out, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to find a song for this? They knew they had Lady Gaga signed up for the movie, so it would have made no sense not to. And to be able to do it with the actors from the film as well was always going to be a big, big thing. And the big song from it was Shallow.
But I mean, is there something about this song? There seems to be something about this song that I'm not sure I really get. That it's probably the biggest one you played so far. Is it? This is huge, isn't it?
This is a massive song in its own right. Yeah, absolutely.
Sacrilege if I said the word whatever. Whatever. That's Shallow. That's from The Star Is Born, from about 2 or 3 years ago. Lady Gaga, yeah. And Bradley Cooper. Hold on, you haven't mentioned this. Okay, hold on. Fame is a TV series and a movie, was it? Is that the point?
So the movie was out in 1980 and has quite a lot of different people to the TV series. So the movie was out, was well received, and Irene Cara
again
sitting away there. But she played Coco in the movie. But it wasn't really until 2 or 3 years later that when the TV series came out, that the song got re-released and became a global smash down at that stage. So it had been an Oscar-winning song already 2 years previously, but it was really when The Kids from Fame as a TV show kicked off that it became a huge, huge song.
All right, we had Deirdre Bolumbi in yesterday talking about 10 movies coming up over the next few months in terms of new ones for the big screen. And one of them, of course, is finally the Top Gun 2, if you want to call it that, is coming out. And this is from the first one. You know, it's funny thing about all these 80s ones that we're playing, they're just so 80s. They really are, you know. I can see the shoulder pads on every one of them. By the way, just we're talking to Simon Marr. 51552 is our text, and we're talking about kind of the winner ones from the Oscars, not just nominations. So that one, obviously, when was that, 85, 86?
That won 1986, yeah, right. And feels every bit 1986. But the idea was, and it still is that you bring in the people who are huge at the time. So in that case, there wasn't a particularly well-known artist in terms of Berlin, but they brought in Giorgio Moroder to produce it, and that's where the music and that particular sound and the bass line that everybody recognises from Take My Breath Away.
And it was particularly, specifically, I should say, written for this movie, Top Gun, was it?
It was Tom Whitlock. Tom Whitlock did the lyrics. He was driving home from the studio and he scribbled them down as he was driving. It's a very dangerous thing to do. Put them together and then again put them into the movie. And it was, if you're doing stuff by ingredient or you're doing stuff by formula, it really was the perfect match. I think they'll struggle to get something as close nowadays. I think maybe we're that little bit more cynical when it comes to our movie themes and our original songs for films. But back then, 1986 worked perfectly.
Okay, well, here's your quiz question again. How many Bond movie songs have there been that didn't get nominated? Or, since you're on the trail of the ones that got nominated and beyond, how many Bond movie songs? Have you any idea how many Bond movie songs got actually nominated? And have you any idea how many won?
Not a rasher's day. Rasher's day.
But you're going to give me one Bond. There was definitely one winner, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to go with the relatively recent one, because I'm going to go with Adele, just because Adele is everywhere at the moment. So I've decided to go with, because the latest Bond movie team is actually nominated for a Golden Globe tonight. So No Time to Die from No Time to Die with Billy and Phineas is nominated for a Golden Globe tonight. People don't think it's going to win. I'm not sure it's the most Bondy Bond theme ever, but Adele's Skyfall from Skyfall. Most.
You don't have to be Bondy Bondy to be Bond. Pretty Bond, all right. I mean, it's kind of bizarre. You're handed a word or a phrase. Now write a song around that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, but okay.
That was the first one to win an Oscar. And the second one, that's the thing. Of all the Bond themes that have been written over the space of the last 50 years or so, I thought Skyfall might get one. But the following one that got it was Writings on the Wall, the Sam Smith one.
Oh, really?
And it, yeah,
which
yeah,
it movie was that from? I don't remember it at all.
But it's only when you think that's only what four or five years ago was when that one won an award. For me, I would disagree. I think a Bond song has to sound like a Bond song.
Oh, you know, okay, and
I think Skyfall really, really did.
All right, what about something completely different? Slumdog Millionaire in 2008.
Yes, and this and A.O. Rachman. There's obviously a combination or a collaboration between A.O. Rachman
and
U2
sometime back.
That's happened more recently. But yeah, Jai Ho from Slumdog Millionaire. Again, very unusual as a winner because, of course, it's a foreign language song. And that was, everybody obviously loved the sequencing and the scene and all that sort of stuff. But it's the sort of a track that probably never would have gained any real traction were it not for the fact that people directly associated it with the movie and with particular sequences within the movie. And now it's one of those songs that everybody knows.
Yeah, it's a great movie too. Danny Boyle's Slumdog Millionaire from 14 years ago. Jai Ho from A.O. Rahman from Slumdog Millionaire from back in 2008 direction. Just a matter of interest, you two, The Hands That Built America from Gangs of New York, did that win a Golden Globes about 20 years ago?
It won a Golden Globe, yeah. Now, it lost out, but in fairness, it lost out in a very, very tough year because we played earlier on the song that it lost out to. It lost out to Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Right.
So you'd kind of go, okay, that one is probably fair enough. But that year, it did win the Golden Globe.
Here, I'll give you a blast of it. And that's what it's called, The Hands That Built America. That's from Gangs of New York. It won the Golden Globes 20 years ago this year, actually, 2002. Yep. So, just a couple more. I want to mention Christopher Cross. That one as well. That was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yeah, so this is best original song. 1981 we're back to now, so 41 years ago. Burt Bacharach is back involved again, as he has been with many of the songs that we've talked about. But it's him and Christopher Cross and Carol Bear Sager put this together for Dudley Moore's movie, Arthur, which was remade recently with the chap whose name I can't remember, loud English guy. In a remake of Arthur in the last few years. Deeply forgettable remake. But Christopher Cross, Arthur's team, is definitely one of the best.
Do you know, it comes to the point where in the Oscars it's often Disney against Disney against Disney against Disney. There was three or four some years in a row out of the five songs. It's a bit kind of, I think they're down to two now. There's some law or something, is there? I don't know.
Maybe. There is. They've now got a regulation that notionally each studio. But when you think of how many of the studios there are now, because back even sort of 20, 30 years ago, you were talking about productions being nominated by 30 or 40 different studios, whereas there's been such consolidation within the movie business itself is that while it may not be, you know, it's some element of Columbia or TriStar or Disney or Paramount or whatever it is, it's how do you separate those? It becomes the tricky part now.
So the one name I often think of is famously Diane Warren. I think she was nominated about 264 times. Did she actually win in the last couple of years? I think they finally gave her one in terms of the amount of awards that she was nominated for in terms of songs. I don't know, maybe she hasn't won yet and she's still this huge amount. I don't know. Anyway, one guy I do want to mention is Eddie Vedder, because he did a Bond one a few years ago. Was that nominated? I wonder. It certainly didn't win, did it?
No, he didn't. No, definitely didn't win. But he did win a Golden Globe for Into the Wild, which was Christopher McCandless' film. But he goes to live out in the wild,
and never comes
the wilderness
back.
With an attention. Yeah, exactly. Never living off or living off grid. But he wrote Guaranteed for this as well.
On bended knee is no way to be free. Lifting up an empty cup, I ask silently.
Yeah, wait a second. I said, what do you call it? Eddie Vedder did a Bond. No, I meant Chris Cornell did a Bond a few years ago, and I don't think he got even nominated for that. I'm not sure, but he certainly didn't win. But anyway, that there is Eddie Vedder. Obviously, Guaranteed is the name of the song, and that's from Into the Wild. So,
Another movie well worth a watch, by the way.
Yeah, another movie well worth a watch indeed. Yeah, absolutely. Very sad ending to it. Anyway, So I presume, like, you know, all these other ones, like, you know, Wings and Live and Let Die, somebody wants to hear, but that lost out to Barbra Streisand or something that year, didn't it?
It did, yes. Yeah, it goes. Kenny Loggins, Footloose, lost out to Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You, which there just seems to be something very
Footloose!
Wrong.
That's got to be mid-80s again, is it? All right, look, we'll leave it at all of that. There's also Amy Mann from Magnolia, which somebody won Golden Globes years ago. Anyway, yeah, we'll go. Listen, brilliant. Simon, come on yourself. Simon Marr from 8 Radio. Thanks, Simon. Take it easy. Good luck. Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.